Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. I'm glad you're here with us for worship today. I will remind you that we will be celebrating Holy Communion later in our worship, and I invite you to get elements ready in your home in order to take communion with us. I'll remind you, too, that the Council has established October 4th as our next target date for when we can reopen for in-person worship. And even once we do, we will still be live streaming the worship service, so you can continue to join us this way if that's your preferred method to do that, or if you do not live near here. This coming Wednesday, we have our Vespers again, and it's an exciting time for us because we're going to be doing a new Vespers service that has been written by Jim Boatwright, our very own music dude. So we have some new music, and I think you said Jason's going to be here playing some as we learn that and enjoy worshiping this way. We also begin a new sermon series this week, and that series will be on the Beatitudes. And our topic this week is, what is a Beatitude? In addition, I need to tell you that I took our school supplies. You know, we've been collecting school supplies, and half of them went to Sharing God's Love, and half were to go to Williamsburg County. And I took a full carload full of school supplies down to Williamsburg County this week. And I said, I've got some school supplies for you. And they said, oh, thank you. We sure need them. And so you made a difference there. And finally, let me say thank you for all of you who came by and celebrated our high school graduates. That's something we like to do in the spring, but with the pandemic, we delayed it until they're about ready to go off to college, and in fact, may already be there by now. So we waited and waited, and you guys came through and welcomed them and celebrated them and let them feel our church family's love, and we thank you for that so much. Amanda.
Well, I know Pastor Gary already said thank you on behalf of the graduates, but truly, all three graduates really did appreciate all of the cards that were sent in and all of the people that stopped by to celebrate their milestone in life. So thank you to everyone who's been praying for them and all of that. Also, I would like to remind folks about our book study. We're taking a little bit of a break because we finished our last book, Pastrix. And on September 13th, we will start our next book. It's called Native by Caitlin Curtis. And we would love for you to join us. It's 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. And the first one for that book study will be September 13th. If you need more information, please contact me. And we would love for anyone and everyone to join us for that. I think those are all my announcements, Pastor Gary.
How many hospital bags have we sent in?
Oh, how many hospital bags? 275.
How about that?
That's great. Cool. And the fun part about that is it's not just our congregation. It's also a partnership with Seven Oaks Presbyterian across the street and St. Mary's down the street. And remind me of the other ones.
McGregor and then Pine Grove AME.
Yeah. So it's a community that is working together for hospital bags. Hey, Janet's raising her hand back there, too. Janet.
Magazines.
Hey, Janet's reminding us that we need more magazines because there's still people in the hospital and they don't get to have visitors. And so these hospital bags are our way of sending just a little token of what we can to show our care and love for them and to give them something to do. So yeah, if you have any magazines, that would be great. Anything else I'm forgetting from anybody in the sanctuary today? Oh, good, okay. I remembered all the rest. Thanks.
Let me also remind you that our congregation has experienced two deaths this week. Phyllis Yeoman died earlier in the week, and then yesterday afternoon, Jim DeVold died. We invite you to please continue to keep their families in your prayers. Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation.
Amen.
Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. reconciling God. We confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Jesus saying, that they should follow him, that the disciples, Jesus' friends, should follow him. Now, I don't think it was just in a way of, oh, we go this way, and then we're going to go to this city, and then we're going to go do this. I think it was in a way that they were supposed to do what Jesus did. And so I think about all the things that Jesus did. Let's see. Jesus prayed with people. So do you think the disciples were supposed to follow Jesus and pray with people?
Yeah.
Probably, right? And Jesus talked to all sorts of people, not just the people that he knew or the people who lived nearby. So does that mean that the disciples were supposed to talk to all sorts of people as well? I think so. Yeah, the choir's agreeing with me. I think so. And Jesus was healing people. So were the disciples supposed to help people get better and heal them and pray for them and hope that they find wholeness?
Yes.
Yeah, they were supposed to too. But the thing is that when Jesus was talking about his friends and the disciples following him, it means that they need to follow him through the good stuff and through some of the stuff that's not so good. And so sometimes they were seeing people that were mad at them or frustrated with them, and they had to do that too. And part of the message that Jesus was giving his friends is also a message to us, that we're supposed to follow Jesus. So we're supposed to pray with people too. We're supposed to talk with all sorts of people and tell them about Jesus and God's love. And we're supposed to help people be well and be whole the best that we can, because we're followers of Jesus. And that means that we follow in the steps of Christ and do our very best to live life like he lived life. So let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for showing us how to follow Jesus. Thank you for all of the times that the disciples would follow Jesus and ask questions and not understand, and Jesus would explain, because sometimes we need that too. God, we know that you love us so much, and help us feel that every day. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. From that time on, after Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm sure that all of you have heard the famous story told about Vince Lombardi, who was the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers back in the 1960s and who coached his team to several championships. In that era, the Packers were the model of football excellence. Several of their teams could take their place among the all-time best in the sports history. It is said that every year, when those professional athletes would assemble for their first practice to prepare for the upcoming season, Lombardi would call them all together and stand before them, looking at all the years of experience and the prodigious athletic ability around him. And then he would say, Gentlemen, this is a football. Now, I don't know whether or not that story is true, but I do know that what it means is. What it meant to those football players was this. The success of their season was directly tied not to them being pros, but to how well they remembered the very basics of their sport, the fundamentals of the game. And I think what it means for us is that how well we live the Christian life is directly tied to how well we remember the fundamentals of our faith. I think that's just what Paul was getting at in his letter to the Romans. It's an unusual letter. You see, usually Paul wrote letters to churches in places he had visited. But when he wrote Romans, he hadn't yet been to Rome. He hoped to go there, but until he could, he sent them this letter that spelled out the things that he believed and taught, giving them right up front, you might say, the fundamentals of faith. The passage speaks in beautiful, eloquent phrases.
Paul wasn't just speaking to them, he was speaking also to us. And his words reach across the ages and into our hearts, reminding us just what the Christian life is supposed to be about, just how the Christian life is supposed to be lived. Walk with me as we stroll through this passage again. Hear anew the fundamentals of the Christian life. Listen now to who you are called to be, to what you are called to do. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Live peaceably with all. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. It's a beautiful passage of Scripture, one that inspires us in our faith and commitment. But it also challenges us because it's hard to live up to. It's a high calling, and I have to believe that if we were left on our own, we couldn't live the life Paul describes. But we aren't on our own. God is with us, and God gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us strength and comfort and help. And somehow with God, because of God, we can live the life we should live. We can become who we should be. Today, we are invited to remember and practice the fundamentals of our faith and to prepare ourselves for using them in the game of life. As I look out through the camera today, I see so much experience and prodigious ability and depth of faith. And so I say to you now, people of God, this is a cross. Now go live in that love. Amen.
As children of God and the body of Christ, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of great love, you know great suffering. In Christ, you endure betrayal and pain at the hands of your own creation. You are beside each of us in all of our suffering. God of never failing compassion, help us to feel your presence throughout our lives. Walk alongside us as we navigate the pain, injustice, and brokenness that we see in the world. Break open our hearts for those who suffer or are in need. Lord, in your mercy. God of abundant patience, you have seen humankind stumble throughout the ages. You call all your creation good. Christ Jesus lived among us. The Holy Spirit stirs in us continuously. Still, we stumble. God of continuous forgiveness, pick us up when we fail. Guide our hearts to follow your path. Be the light in the darkness that we can always depend on. And in turn, help us to be a light for others. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of community, you show us how to follow you through the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You invite each of us into community and relationship with you. God of wholeness, help us to bear our crosses in following you. Guide us in the formation and strengthening of community within our congregation and flowing out into the world. We lift up prayers for those who need an extra measure of your healing as well. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all creation, you brought forth life out of nothingness. You continue to create and interact with your creation. You conquer death and proclaim resurrection for all the world. You are God of all that lives. God of reconciliation, show us your bountiful grace and mercy. Remind us that we have new life in you. Help us remember that grace and forgiveness come in the waters of baptism, in the wine and bread of communion, and in your love for us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Thank you. peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts, so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. In peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.